We all know that person who walks into a room and instantly gets attention, even without saying a word. And actually, it's not about their appearance, it's something more subtle yet profoundly powerful. It's their energy. When we talk about someone having a good energy, we are referring to a combination of confidence, authenticity, and a positive outlook that radiates from within themselves. This energy is noticeable and can influence the mood and behavior of others around you. People with strong and positive energy naturally attract others and affect as well. They are seen as leaders not because they dominate conversations, but because their presence is reassuring and inspiring. So how do we cultivate that kind of magnetic energy? So first of all, you should build high self-esteem, high confidence. People are interested in someone who's unique and stands out from others. Suggest and give your own ideas and opinion. And you know what? I just thought about it, that if you absorb your own opinion of certain things, that doesn't mean that you're neutral and everyone likes you, but it means that you're not here, that you're nothing, that you're just part of this crowd. And remember, there's a big difference between confidence and looking down on people. So then, you should be true to yourself. Authenticity resonates more powerfully than any face that you could put up. Reflect on your values and be sure that your actions match with them. You should have the ability to think critically as well. And critical thinking is not about having a high IQ, but it's about looking at things from different perspectives. So you can understand every person, and this skill will help you to actively listen and be more empathetic towards other people. So you can gain more respect. And another advice for gaining more respect is to support the team. If someone from your team stands in the corner, approach that person and take that person back to your team. You don't imagine how it's really helpful. Your reputation will literally boost. Also, you should start your day with positive affirmations to set a constructive tone, a positive tone. You can also visualize yourself succeeding and radiating confidence in different scenarios. This can prepare your mind to manifest these outcomes in reality. And it might sound strange, but you should read more books, especially novel books. You might be asking, what? How it will help to raise my energy among other people? You know, I recently found out that when you read a certain kind of novel book, your brain doesn't distinguish between the reality and the novel. So your mind will accept the situations in the book like the reality. So people who read more books will be more experienced, which helps them to build more understanding towards the world. So concluding everything I've said, remember, it all starts within ourselves. Thank you for joining in today's episode. If you have any thoughts or questions, feel free to reach out. And until next time, I was your host, Zuzan Varna. Keep going. Consistency is the key.